What did you learn in school today, dear little boy of mine? What did you learn in school today, dear little boy of mine?
There he is, a tall, serious-looking man with an inner smile. Pete Seeger taught a lot of people a lot of things.
I learned that everybody's free. That's what the teacher said to me. And that's what I learned in school today. That's what I learned in school.
My generation, he taught you to mistrust what schools and the media and government say about what they are really doing. There's no silencing of Pete Seeger. His death at age 94 will simply remind us that the movements he set in motion go on, cannot be stopped.
Where have all the flowers gone? Long time passing. Where have all the flowers gone?
His voice and lyrics inseparable from the 20th century's history of protest, the anti-war movement. He wrote this song for that. It immediately became an anthem.
The girls have picked them, everyone.
The workers' rights movement.
Now, if you want higher wages, let me tell you what to do. You got to talk to the workers in the shop with you. You got to build you a union, got to make it strong. But if you all stick together, boys, it won't be long. You get shorter hours, better working conditions.
Civil rights.
We shall overcome. We shall overcome.
The environment.
And when drill, baby, drill. Turns to spill, baby, spill. God's counting on me. God's counting on you.
Pete Seeger has been there at the center of it all. Commenting on Twitter, British singer Billy Bragg tweeted, Pete Seeger towered over the folk scene like a mighty redwood for 75 years. His songs will be sung wherever people struggle for their rights. We shall overcome. Reverend Jesse Jackson, we remember today change agent Pete Seeger. Chuck D. from Public Enemy, a simple, amen, R.I.P. Seeger.
To everything, turn, 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 there is a season, turn, 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 and a time to every purpose under heaven.
This song is a setting from the Bible's Book of Ecclesiastes, a fusion of protest, pacifism, and religious passion. Seeger was a man who saw no categories and never saw a reason to keep quiet about the injustice he saw everywhere around him.
Now we've got more money in the bank, maybe.
That's new.
But you know, this old world still's got problems.
Yeah.
And sometimes I think that you can solve so many problems yourself, but other problems takes the whole doggone world. You know, no matter how much money you got, those bombs can still fall down in your head.
That's right.
I'm gonna lay down my sword and shield down by the riverside.
Optimistic, performing, and smiling to the end, you always had the sense that Pete Seeger understood that he had his adversaries cold. Something about his activism, pacifism, and taste for mischief was a one-of-a-kind combination. There's no such thing as a wrong note, he once said, as long as you were singing it. He asked once in song, where have all the flowers gone? Now we know. Hey, leave some behind for us, won't you, Pete Seeger? What a complicated, wonderful, intentional life. Whether you agreed with him or not, Pete Seeger did what he said he would do, and he walked the walk of principle you could hear in every note of his distinctive singing voice.
Guantanamera, Guajira, Guantanamera, Guantanamera.
As a protester, he was arrested, sentenced to prison, got reversed on appeal. He was a writer of songs, pop music legend, something he apparently cared very little about. If Pete Seeger was only remembered for his little book on how to play the five-string banjo, inventing and popularizing all sorts of playing techniques, including his Bum Diddy style, Hammering On, and others, if only for this, he would be immortal. But he saved his big hammer for the big fights he took on in his long life.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning, I'd hammer in the evening, all over this land.
Pete Seeger will be remembered in the Northeast for his efforts to clean up his own backyard, the Hudson River. He lived in the town of Beacon. He outfitted a sailing ship, the Clearwater, that still sails. The seemingly quixotic ship confronted industrial polluters, and the annual Clearwater Revival helped support litigation and enforcement that eventually got General Electric to begin dredging PCBs from the Hudson. 94 long years, and for many of them, longtime radio host and public radio personality and advocate, Alan Chartok, president and CEO for WAMC Northeast Public Radio, was Pete Seeger's friend and on-air companion for millions of public radio listeners. Alan Chartok, welcome to The Takeaway.
Well, thank you so much, friend and neighbor.
Yes, indeed. And you've lost one of your listeners.
Yeah. I love Pete. I mean, I loved him. When I was 14 years old, I was on the porch of the Bucks Rock work camp, John, and I saw this crowd of people who were around this guy, and I went up and I started listening. I was gone. From that time on, I mean, I must have listened to one Pete thing a day. And here I am at 72 for all of those years. So this is really quite a wallop. Of course, Pete has always been a giving person. He lived in two rooms, two small rooms. And he once came to visit us and stayed at our house with a troupe that were playing in the Mahewi Theater in Great Barrington. And he stayed at our place, and he stayed in our third floor little suite, which is now the Pete Seeger suite, filled with Pete Seeger stuff, and pictures of Pete at every age, including a picture which I sort of stole from Harold Leventhal, his legendary manager, who got him back in the game after he'd been blacklisted and all. And he had a picture on the wall of all the Weavers, the beginning Weavers, and then all the people who tried to take Pete's place over the years and did so, you know, in various degrees of success. But when I took a picture of the picture and I brought it home, it was all convoluted. So I gave it to a wonderful man who lived in our town, who was a guy named Jaffe at Jaffe, and who had all kinds of photographic equipment. And one day he showed up at the house, and there it was in great splendor, all of the Weavers. And I have that photo up on the wall, and it means so much to all of us, because at 14, I heard him for the first time, and then for the rest of my life, every day, there was at least one Pete Seeger infusion. Mm. And so that's how passionate I am about him. But I have to say, John, so is everybody else.
Yep.
I mean, yep. I don't own Pete Seeger. No one owns Pete Seeger. Everybody met him. Everybody had a story. He was on a train, and he took out his banjo, and he played with me, says the one guy. Or I remember him when he came to my school, to the Ethical Culture, or the Little Red Schoolhouse. Or I remember when he came here and there. I swear, I don't think there's anybody in the world who hasn't had an encounter with the guy at some point.
Yeah, including our president. We're talking with Alan Chartok, president and CEO for WAMC Northeast Public Radio, the listener home of Pete Seeger there in Beacon, New York, part of your listening area. Alan, own that How to Play the Five-String Banjo book, if I'm not mistaken, right?
No, I learned how to play the five-string banjo from his book.
From his book, right.
Exactly. Everybody did. He said it was his best-selling piece of writing, and it had such incredible stuff in it. Not only was there bum-diddy, 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 which is the basic strum, but he also told you how to take a regular banjo and make it into a long-neck banjo with an extra 3 frets at the bottom. He told you how to saw it off and where to do it, and it was an extraordinary effort. You know, Pete is always going to be known as a great man. His wonderful wife, Toshi, who just passed, and we were there for the memorial service at Ethical Culture in New York.
Just short of their 70th anniversary.
Yeah. And he always said she was the smart one in the family, but they were both pretty smart. But she did run things, including that Clearwater Festival, and so much more.
Alan, let me just ask you one question, because you focus on so many of these things in your sort of passionate recounting here. Pete Seeger was a mentor in so many ways, whether you learned to play the banjo from him, learned to sing a song from him, or learned how to be an activist from him.
Well, that's true. I mean, you know, he he had more guts than anybody I know. You know, on a day like today, he would be out on Route 9. I believe it was Route 9, saying, "Bring him home." It was my favorite song of his, by the way. You know, if you love your Uncle Sam, you know, it was a fabulous song. And he would be out there. If it was one person, it would be Pete. When he had something, you know, when the judge sentenced him, he went before HUAC, and he they said name
names. The House
names
on American Activities Committee, right?
Yeah. I'm so sorry, John. Yeah, that's right. And they asked him, the name and names, and he wouldn't do it. And some people did do it. Believe me, they did it. And some of his closest friends. There was a big problem with Burl Ives at one point. I asked him once, I said, how did you do with Burl Ives? Did you ever make peace? He said, well, one day we were at a concert together, and I saw him there and we embraced, he said. This is years later. And he said, and you know what? He forgave me my trespasses and I forgave him his. That was the kind of man.
Wow.
That's the kind of man.
To everything, turn. Alan Chartok, well, we got to go, but sure. Thanks so much for all those memories. I know you got hours and hours more.
We do. And John, thanks for asking. Appreciate it.
Alan Chartok, president and CEO for WAMC Northeast Public Radio, remembering Pete Seeger.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.